חיזוק, מועיל.
But the ikka value of a Jew is not his mitzvahs and what he does, but who he is. And that idea is woven into the very fabric of our kiyum mitzvahs and our ishtadlus. I'm not going to go into that sugya now, but remember this, because later you'll see that that understanding of the intrinsic value of a yid not being tolo on his maisim becomes very critical when you start functioning and focusing on the halachos of ishtadlus. Okay, mem tes. Nispa pa mem yom ana oimim golue vudua lifnei kisei kavodecho. It's revealed and known before the throne of your glory, whatever that means. Shim yif, if shim yipasach echemem, or yisosem echemem, yif shal iskam elam elufanech, etc., etc. Berges asher yotza. Best doctor in the world. Ein lanu esek bedistorus, we're not learning Kabbalah, you have any yodim man nimtza lifnei kisei kovri. We don't know what is in front of the kisei kovri. If anybody's here knows, they want to tell us. Maze lifnei kisei kovri. Goluhu vedu lifnei kisei kovidecho. What's lifnei kisek v'dech, we don't know, but it's somewhere very, very mitromem. Shem Elohim, Srofim, Fonim, V'chai, Zekodesh, Kulam, Oindim, B'chayel, U'berodel, lifnei kisek v'edis, Barach. All the Melochim, the Srofim, the Fonim, V'chai, Zekodesh, whatever these spiritual beings are, tremble and fear in front of the kisek covered. So we don't know what it is, but it's obviously something very choshuv. U'lepetanu magalim. Suddenly we realize, apipiru shamidim shel abrocha, this brocha that you make a few times every day, ki ani mi gufi v'tafkoide hatokin, kol mareches hazona v'iku, kol petocha v'nekovim shel gufi, my body, so forget about the neshama, the workings of my body, the digestive system and the weight system and the whole... All the openings and closings of how my body works, kulam oimdim v'nitzovim v'nitzovim kisei kovod. They're all lifnei kisei kvodecho. V'yisbarach b'chvodo v'atzmoy, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, personally, doeg shehakol yitnael k'roi. He's making sure that everything works properly. Hu shomer b'riyosi, he takes care of my health, ala izen shel haneshama v'aguf yachdav. This shiluv, this balance between the neshama and the guf, how these two function together, because when they stop functioning together, you're dead. So that's how it keeps you alive, but makes you the neshama and your guf stay somehow connected, which is miraculous. Why is he doing this? It must be very important. It must be my standing here now and being alive, it must be more odd, more tov. It's very important for him that I should feel good. That the food gets digested properly. What doesn't need to be in the body goes out of the body. And everything should carry on the way it's supposed to, healthy, normal. Pela otsum. Come on, chorus of third person has to have, because his body's working normally. You know, when it's not working properly, we know what it looks like. Pella, come on, chorus of toys. But Akadosh Baruch himself is busy making sure that this is all working properly. That's why Birkas HaShiyotzeh is such a powerful pillar. Because it's Yahweh, you stop and you think and you feel and you internalize the fact that, one second, the Hashem himself is making sure that everything's working. And you recognize where it's coming from and you understand that it can't come from anywhere else. Of course, we have to make ishtadlus and go to doctors or whatever, but we first have to say HaShiyotzeh. Chamela tells a story that he heard from Rav Dessler. There was a woman, she was ill. So she came to the Rebbe for a bracha. The Rebbe told her, go see this doctor. She said, I've been there already. He said, go again. So afterwards the Talmidim said, I don't understand. She's already been there. It didn't work. He said, she should have come to me first. Now she's been to me. Now she can go back to the doctor. What do you think? The doctor helps. Doctor's ishtadlus. You can't make ishtadlus after you've talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First you have to know it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu and no one can help me or hurt me. It's got nothing to do with anybody.
So why am I going to the doctor? Because it's a bit stateless. You have to go to the doctor. But if you go to the doctor before you've spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you think the doctor's going to help. Then sure, the doctor's not going to help. You have to first go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then go to the doctor. He proves it from a very deeper place. Yosef was in the pit for an extra 2 years. Why? Because he made a plan. He made a plan. He made a shtickle ishtadlis. Everybody asked, what was wrong with that ishtadlis? Because he has to make ishtadlis. And later, when eventually Yosef, who was a Jew, and not just a Jew, but a slave Jew, and not just a slave Jew, but a criminal Jew, for having done a terrible crime, supposedly, and he's in prison, this Jew that's got no chance, if statistically you would ask, what are the chances of him ever getting out of jail, of him ever living, never mind becoming the king of the world, statistically, I mean, FS, I mean, it's one in trillion, trillion, trillion. And in 1 second, he's standing out of the pit, and he's put before Paro. And Paro says, I heard you can interpret dreams. So what does the guy say? No, I can't. He said, go back into the pit. That's the wrong thing to say right now, Yosef. The Pukuch Nefesh here. What do you get the problem? What are you telling him? You can't help. He says, Biladi. And he says, it's not up to me. It's a Kodesh Boch. Lashem HaPitronot. Then afterwards, Yosef tells Paro what to do. Find a clever, intelligent guy who'll, you know, buy the food and then sell it back and whatever. And the Ramban says he meant himself. Yosef meant himself. Then he has Yosef making plans again. He's busy maneuvering Paro to give him the job. So how come he didn't get punished for that? So if Desna says, because it was after the Biladi. It was after the recognition that I can't do anything. Then you go make a plan. Think of Desla. When he was in the pit, he made a plan. 2 years more in the pit. 2 more in the pit, he learned a lesson. You first have to say, it's got nothing to do with me, I can't help, I can't do anything. It's a law kushra lie. Now what? Go back to bed. No. Now go make a plan. It's how we live our lives, no? Mm-hmm. Same with the doctor. Your wife phones you up and says, the uncle's feeling sick. So what do? Phone the doctor. 1 second. Seki pitl tilim, then phone the doctor. That's all. Just that. That's what Yosef learned. So that's... Okay. That's not our subject, but that's our subject. That's always our subject. That's at the core of all avoiding betochen when you're grappling with what ishtadlis has to do.
This is he made himself the Ramban.
The Ramban said he meant himself. Chazal meant himself. You're asking an old man here who doesn't remember anything. No, I'm serious. I don't. Maybe Chazal tells. I think it's the Ramban. I think Rav Dessler quotes the Ramban. I can go back and dredge it out again and tell you again. I'm more than happy to. There's a lot to be learned from Yosef in the pit. A lot of Musa come in that moment in life. Yosef at Tzadik. How he never gave up hope, how he never became depressed is beyond comprehension. Abandoned by your brother, sold into slavery. I mean, to be sold into slavery was not a pleasant story. It wasn't like you got to work for Intel, you know, in Kiryat Gat, which feels like being sold into slavery, you know, it's like work for these big high-tech corporation, you think it's all glorious. You know, basically you've sold yourself into slavery. And you can't resign because they hold your mortgage and the lease on your car, and you're going to work 29 hours a day, 7 days a week. But being sold into slavery then was proper, whatever. And then the soreness of Ashes Potiphar, and then being thrown into a pit in an Egyptian prison today is probably not a pleasant place to be. Can you imagine what a dungeon in Egypt looked like? I mean, even an idea of the brutality that he had to deal with or whatever. And he didn't become depressed and miserable and resentful. And you need to learn the Yosef properly. Anu oimdim v'tamayim v'amnam. My goof and my basic physical alifne kise are covered. Oh, well, that's them. Anu yoidim v'biru shediva chazal eina miris ba'alma. Chazal doesn't, the memorium of Chazal are not just exaggerations and just spoching out crazy statements. You gotta understand what they're saying properly, seriously. The same as we take Chazal seriously when they give us dinim and aloha and agarata, you take what they say seriously. As a dvorim kepshutah, kol ha'olam kulo, the entire world, And I mean Earth, I mean the entire world, the entire Bria, which means all the trillions and billions of stars and solar systems and all the microcosmic particles and akol akol akol, which we don't even know what it is. Hachal mishesim ebreshis vado lama netzach, from now until eternity. Kedayim hein bishvili, it was all worthwhile just for me. How's it possible that Hashem would create this entire, I mean, the magnitude of this Bria is beyond, just going to the details, going to the amount of hashgacha, what goes into the entire Bria, and everything there is necessary, and it's all kadai because of me, Bishvili Nivroinu. You still got low self-esteem after this, so probably not hopefully. You know why it's not clear, even though it's clear? Why is it not clear, even though it's posh, it's clear?
It's like a wall.
Because there has to be a thing called Bechira. And therefore, Hashem set it up in such a way, the tug of war, whatever you want to call it, that it, even though it's clear, it still stays hidden. And the job is to make it so clear that it stops being hidden. And then you don't have Bechira anymore. Which is what you're supposed to do with your Bechira, is give up your Bechira. We don't understand it, we don't even have a grasp of it. We know that every word of Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. And everything Chazal tell us is emes lamitoi, after you've understood it properly. How do you understand this? It seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu someone needs us. That's why he's prepared to invest in us. Dvarim niflaim ad moed. V'adayin aleinu rakeitzet yitokin shekadosh Baruch Hu tzarich otan. What do you mean Hashem needs us? Areinu chosel omumah. He's infinite. He doesn't lack anything. He doesn't need anything. And Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not created the world. He's the same before and after the creation. Ain shum shinoi in HaKadosh Baruch Hu before or after the Bria. The Bria doesn't change him klum. What are you talking about? Haru shalom betachlis hashemus. He is completely shalom. Even if you want to give him something, you couldn't, because there's nothing to give him. There's nothing that... What do you give a 95-year-old great-grandfather for his birthday? It's like that kind of question, you know? Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, but even Hashem doesn't need that. He doesn't need anything. Shalom bekol mini shlemus that he is. What are we talking about? And you see this in this is a big chunk of the Nefesh Chaim is based on these Yesodos. Don't look it up, because you're not going to believe me with that. I'm reading here properly. Rabbi Zaria ben Shem Rabbi Yehuda ba Simon Amo. Listen carefully and hold into your shekels. Bizman Yisrael Oysen Ritzayne Shul Mochem. When Klal Yisrael does the Rotson of Hashem, it's called Mochem, yeah? Maisifin Koyach Begvura Shel Malo. I'm going to translate the words as crudely as I can, as best as I can, but it stays crude. When Klal Yisrael does the Rotson of Hashem, they add power, the Gvura Shamala, Kodesh Baruch Hu's strength above. When we do the Ratzon Hashem, it's kind of like we give Hashem Delek. Come on, Dat Amma, it says in Tehillim, Be'elokim Na'as Achayel. Uzman Shaini Sol Eisen Ratzon Hashem Mokum Hakim Yochol. And when Klal Yisrael is not doing the Ratzon of Hashem, Matishin Koyach Godol Shel Mala, they weaken the Koyach of Mala of Hashem. Tiksiv Tzu Yelod Chetoshi. You don't want to listen to Chazal, it's a Mefush Apostle. Tzu Yelod Chetoshi, the rock of your youth, of your birth, means your source, Tashi, you've weakened. Nebuch. Hashem's not feeling so good today because I, whatever, you know. But those. He's almost even Koyach Begvura Shomalo, Chasim Natishin is Koyach Shomalo. Klal Yisrael weakens and strengthens Hashem. What are you talking about? Ketzad, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu lochosam uma. He's not lacking anything. V'im kan ketzad nikan la'isif lo or la'hatzchim imenu koyach. But rodin yisbaanu b'sante l'shmai l'anu. If you understand this, understand lo. If you get this one wrong, you're obviously an apikoyrus. It's not a question of getting wrong pshat and you just move on. If you think Hashem needs you or needs anything or he's lacking anything or whatever, or you can weaken or strengthen him, that's a complete breach of all the Yud Gimel Ikarim. Complete chaimisa. Be careful. You have to understand what this is talking about. Move on to Zohar HaKodesh, Chelek Beis, that Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. If you want to go look it up there, I'm going to read in the translation, in the Targum. This is what the Zohar says. Holy the Zohar says, Kesheisim Maisim Ksheirim Naisim Koyach. When you do Maisim Ksheirim, you give Koyach, Chayzek, V'chayel, HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It says Kodesh Baruch Hu Mefurish. It doesn't say Shal Maila or Shal Boshu. V'al Zeh Kosuv Tnu'ayiz L'Elokim. Give strength to Hashem. B'ma, it says Elokim, it doesn't say Yud Kei Vav Kei. Tnu'ayiz L'Elokim. B'ma, B'maisim K'sheirim. You know, you give Hashem Koyach. Hashem's not feeling well, he's a bit weak, he needs a bit of strength. You do it for mitzvahs and Hashem gets pumped up.
Like he's more awesome.
It could be awful, yeah. Everyone relates to what they relate to. Yeah. You understand? We're talking nonsense here, but this is Zohar. Well, what's going on here? This is the opposite of everything you ever learned. And everything you're not supposed to believe. You're not supposed to believe that. It's not true. Yeah, but it is true. So you have to understand pshat. Gam kaini shalish kamak shayla ki atal vaysin kaya chayzak chayla kol bohu. And it gets worse. Chazal Amru Bereim and Nehemiah ben Midbar Parshas Pinchas Daf Dada Dada Da Al Midas HaChesed Shel Amru Avinu Ezu Chosid. Who's a Chosid? Talking about Avram Avinu. Ze Hamis Chesed Im Kainai. He does Chesed for his Creator. Oh, wonderful. Kvir Zoi Hi Lechayre Pela. This is wondrous. Kaitza Nitenle Is Mit Chesed Im Kainai. How did you Chesed for Hashem? Wonderful. Got a new job. I'm about chesed. Who did you chesed for? I do chesed for Hashem. Ah. I give him whatever he needs. Oh, lovely. Allah is chesed. I do chesed. Tihu tolu b'chasdeinu? He needs my chesed? I agree with Divrei Rabbeinu. Yisrael mefanasim l'avinu Hashem b'shamayim. Zohar in Chelek Gimel. Klal Yisrael gives panasa to Hashem. God provided for himself, but he's giving to Hashem now. When Yishal is a shayle, if Yechol Boruch Tzich Panosa, first of all, Hashem needs Panosa. And second of all, I'm going to, his Panosa is in my hands. V'lo zhu b'yuvat. HaKosh Boruch Hu Koyse V'leinu B'Toyroso Megala Lanu Al Yedei Nevir V'Avodu V'Kadoshim V'Shene Shel Chibah V'Av Atzuma. HaKosh Boruch Hu via the Torah by the Nevim in the whole of Tanakh, he uses a language of enormous endearment and love and closeness to us. Velula Mikrash Akosu had not been written in the Psukim, Loinu Ma'azimim Afilu B'Deinu Arachok Be'yaisa Lahalo Istvarim Eilu Adals Faseinu. Who would be chutzpidik enough to say Lashainus that you see that the Torah uses, the Torah says you have to do that. But we would be amazed to use Poshut like that, Loshut like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machan Otani B'Tor Reyecho. He calls us Reyecho. It's like the most endearing term of friendship you can get. Nachnu Reim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we buddies of Hashem. Beloved buddies. To use our lexicon. Rishon HaShaila, Im Lo Shayich Kan Habita Umi Ika Chavrusa Klape Shemaya. There's a famous Chazal, an expression, Umi Ika Chavrusa Klape Shemayim. You're going to be Hashem's friend? Do me a favor. What shaykh do you have? A little ant trying to, like, you know, be buddies with an elephant. And that's a small mosh. Thinking about it. And the difference between an ant and an elephant compared to the difference between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you'll see. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machan Otani Bonim, Gam Machan Otani Achisi Rayosi Yonosi Tamosi. Beautiful terms of endearment. My sister, my beloved wife, my dove, my twin. And on Twin Chazal says, Kaviyochel, lo ani gadol imene ve lo ye gadol imene. Hashem says, I'm not bigger than you and you're not bigger than me. So I should have been with twins. What's the problem? So either he's a lot smaller than I thought, Chas v'chalila, or I'm a lot bigger than I think. But that's somewhere along the line, we're taking Hashem out of context here. Umasiv in Chazal, Tamosi, what's Loshon Tamosi that the Pasuk uses? Keshei Tumumim, like two twins. Ma Tumim alalu chasha she'echad esrei she'ashem magish. I have twin daughters and I can tell you this is true. The one's got a headache, the other one feels it. Kachim aneichi b'tzorah. Hashem says, so too, I'm with you b'tzorah. When you're in pain, Hashem says, I'm with you in pain. Yaakut, Shmaini and Shir HaShiri. Knesset Yisrael, Nikras, Kolosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're also called the bride, the betrothed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, Hashem needs a bride, he needs a wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makshu v'tanu k'shutfim b'maisav reishis. I'm just adding insult, injury, whatever. We shutfim b'maisav reishis, partners in maisav reishis. Oh yeah, I didn't know that. Well, you see all that? I done it. You know, I done it. That's a famous Israeli statement. I done it, you see that? I done it. The kasha ki hu tzarich shutfim? Hashem needs partners? In this world, you take a partner, you know why? Anybody ever had a partner in business? Never. Why do you take a partner? Because you can't manage on your own. So never, you either do nothing or you end up having a thing called partners, and afterwards the lawyers make a lot of money. That's what partnerships are there for, so that people like Baruch and I can make a living. Otherwise, there's no need for partners, because eventually they'll end up, they're not so pleasant. Partnerships usually don't end up so good. I need a partner because he has a certain talent or he has certain resources that I don't have. We get together and we fulfill each other. Well, Eichi tochen shanachnu haifchin l'shutfim b'may sabreishis. Kodosh Baruch Hu einu mistadeh b'ladeinu k'viyokom. Hashem wanted to create the world, but he needed a bit more like insight. He needed a bit more help, whatever. So he phoned me up and said, listen, I'm trying to create this universe. I need anybody help. Can you give me some advice? So I said, sure. Why don't you call earlier? Looking for a partnership, I'm not doing anything. I'll be a sleeping partner, you know. That's where it comes from, you know. If you do that exercise I gave you, if you track down and you find out who your core personality is, you'll probably find out that's because you want to call up in the corner and go to sleep. That's because we're sleeping partners, you see. What's the big cheshek to sleep? We're sleeping partners. So it's why Katie Dachshan and Haifkin the Shutfim. Oimidim, Kais Yain, Vyadu, Machris, Vaime, Vayachulu. We know that the Chazal said that a Jew gets up in front and not says Vayichula Shemayim, Nasa Shutef in Makosh Boch b'Maisa Breishis. So I get up with Makos Yain with the wine inside and I say Kiddush. Vayichulu. But the day comes, who Nasa Shutef b'Maisa Breishis? You become a Shutef. It's like Warren Buffett phones you up and says, "Send me $10 and you can have half my business." And that's a small example. That's not even close. You get up, you hold your case, you go Vayichula Shemayim v'Aretz, yeah, and then you're Shutef b'Maisa Breishis. Beautiful. Shutim b'kol ha-bria, tzuma v'nifna, niglis, negen einenu, keitzel av yechul yoyis. In the entire bria, Buffett's a little one minuscule molecule of a subatomic particle compared to who my partner is. Buffett's nothing. If you take $10 out of Buffett's pocket, he's $10 poorer. You can take $1 trillion out of my partner's pocket to Lomagish Club. Nothing's changed. That's who I'm partner. Everybody into the problem? Everybody into the question? It's Hashem tomorrow, Perek Gimel. We'll start understanding what it means, Bishir and Aiden properly, the way we have to understand. Shatya, and hopefully we'll be able to deal with all these chazals. Because these chazals are more difficult. We have to learn up these sugars properly.
Will the bank manager take him as an owner?
When you understand the sugya properly, you won't need the bank manager at all. You might as well get the bank manager because it's in called the shtadlis, but you don't need the bank manager. Hello, gentlemen.